It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
This is when he finds out that, or she finds out that he's really just some English dude.
Boo. Burns.
This is the, you know, like the sad before he's like, oh, I'm going to go and get the T-Birds back to respectability. Yeah.
Hold my beer. Watch this.
Hold my beer. You know, most of history's greatest moments, pretty much, if you think about it,
yeah,
have been started with that particular sentence. Hold my beer. Hey, Moses, I don't think you should go in and talk to the Pharaoh right now. He seems pretty angry. Hold my beer.
I'll be right back.
You say you want to do what now to the Archduke of... Hold my beer.
There's no way you can part the waters, Moses.
Hold my beer. Right?
I got this.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all day.
That's all day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, and, you know, this is, I don't think anybody is, make bones about this. This is not a political thing, but I think that's pretty much what half this country did when they voted for Trump.
Hold my beer? Yeah.
You want to be crazy? Hold my beer.
Do it.
Yeah, come on. If you want to be crazy, you want to be crazy, let's get crazy.
It's like the rest of the world's like, there's no way America is that crazy to do that. America's like, hold my beer.
Oh, we will.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do it.
Someone said there was a, and I don't even talk about it. This is, I don't believe that this is political. So if I'm being political.
Oh, no. We're just making fun of hold my beer.
We'll hold my beer.
Hold it.
I think a lot of people were like that probably on election day. Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But.
Yeah, both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody.
Hold my beer. It's like, give me that beer.
Yeah, no kidding. Where was that beer that you had?
What'd you do with my beer?
Here, hold that beer. Here, you look like you need a beer. Hold that beer.
I need two of them.
Hold those beers.
I'm going to hold your beer and your beer and your beer and give me that beer.
So the worst thing that Michael Phelps can really be doing is going out and trying to defend the fact that he didn't erase a shark.
Yeah.
I mean, and of course, it's like, of course, we all get it. We all get it. You know that there was there's no practical way that you were going to erase a shark. But you could have just done the. I feel like you could have actually filmed a real shark. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just sort of making up. Yeah. Like, this is where I had the issue. It was like, you can have, you know, just get a shark, you know, doing
it. Make a lane of pool.
Yeah. Make a lane and just see how fast that thing does it in.
Put some bait at the other end.
Yeah. Put a drop of blood. You know.
Make it so it's not enough where he can't turn around. You just drop him in and see where it goes.
Yes. Like you do with dachshunds.
Yeah.
The dachshund races. Have you seen those?
The wiener dogs?
Or do you know what's the craziest one?
Turtle races.
No, those are slow and usually not very interesting. Unless they're racing a rabbit, because rabbits just freak out.
Well, the rabbit takes a nap.
Yes, and you know the turtle just knows he's going to be living till 150, so he says, I'll get enough sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah.
He just keeps going.
I got this. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Pretty much any, you know, bold decision, you know, is hold my beer.
Take the edge off a little bit and hold my beer.
That's how I was. That's how I have to be. That's how I have to be doing karaoke. I'll be like, can I hold your beer? And then I'll hold my beer.
Oh, let me hold that margarita.
Yeah.
And these two shots in my mouth. No.
You know who needs to be doing the hold my beer right now?
Who?
The Rockies just need to pull a trigger on a catcher.
Yes.
You know, you have this opportunity, and you picked up a good you picked up a good reliever in Nemchek. I mean, he's a good player, a good 36. He'll settle the bullpen. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been great this year. He doesn't, you know, he's not going to be worried about Coors Field. He's going to just go in and do it. But you need a catcher, man. I mean, Hannigan should be your second catcher. Walters is, I don't know. I think you keep Hannigan over Walters. If
you think so? More experienced?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't believe that Walters calls great games. I think Hannigan calls great games.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a catcher that is just, you know, knows how to call a baseball game and is good defensively helps you. You know, he may not be the best, like, defensive in terms of, you know, stopping balls all the time.
Neither's.
But he, no, none of us, none of them
none
are.
None of them are, yeah.
But he's the one that will call a good game for you. He's the one that will, you know, he's not going to make a mistake calling a wrong pitch.
Yeah.
So, you know, Walters hasn't been a catcher all that. So they need to get a catcher. You know, they're looking for Jonathan Lucroy. Every catcher that's available out there is out there. And I've actually seen again, you know, someone else put it on another website, Verlander and Avila for, you know, a couple, three people.
Yeah.
You give three decent people. You give them maybe like Valleca. You have to give them a pitcher.
What about Tapia?
I think that you sort of have your choices there that you go either Tapia or Dahl.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you really wanted to do it, either one of those. So Tapia or Dahl. One of those, one of Valleca or Story, one of those two.
Okay.
And, you know, like a pitcher. It would have to be something fairly high. You're not going to do Pint and Rogers are the only two minor leaguers that are really, really off the table.
Yeah.
McMahon is sort of getting to that point, but not quite there yet. But you would need to give some sort of pitcher or maybe two lower pitchers. So maybe two pitchers who are maybe triple A or double A, but are maybe they're not in the top 30 prospects, but they're good. You know what I'm saying? So give a couple, you know, so you give maybe five players total for Verlander and Avila. And then, you know, you haven't screwed up your team.
Or your prospects.
Or really your prospects.
Yeah.
And you've upgraded your team. You have Verlander for more than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You have a catcher.
That's
worked with Verlander.
For a while.
I mean, I don't know why you don't do it.
I think that makes sense.
Well, the thing is you need your management to say, hold my beer. You just need to do it.
Do it.
You know, that's sort of like, you know, hold my beer is sort of the symbolism for make, you know, okay.
Let's go start, do this. Let's take some chances. Let's go.
Yeah. And I think they need to. They need to. I mean, they lost three. I mean, listen, you know, it's going to happen again. But they lost three.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're going to need, and they're going to Washington. I'll tell you what, they're ripe for a bloodbath. I mean, but I think they're going to beat them. I think they're going to take two out of three from the Washington Nationals. But it would be helpful if they had someone like Verlander coming in and pitching. I mean, that's just kind of what I'm talking about is, you know, do you want a stopper or do you want a stopper? I mean, that's just kind of where I'm at about this is that if you know, is Gray a stopper? Well, he didn't. I mean, even though he pitched well.
Yeah.
I mean, you need a guy that can go out and just shut a team down. I mean, if you have Verlander on your team.
He's one of those teams that
other teams notice that you have Verlander. Other teams know when you have to pitch against, when you have to play against Verlander, you know you're playing against Verlander. It's why it's, you know, the Rockies get Clayton Kershaw or Madison Baumgartner.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, we're going to face it. So in a lot of cases, he's already in the head of the other team. There's no one on the Rockies, as good as the Rockies have been, there's no one on the Rockies that has done that. You need a guy that instills fear before the game even starts.
Gives you nightmares.
Yes. Do you know who's one guy that does that? Jason Verlander.
Boom.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Finally, the Broncos are back.